This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you have it. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. Continuing just kind of this conversation we had, we started with Mary Kay, and it kind of broke yesterday, the pictures or the renderings. Why do you keep looking at me like I'm crazy when I say broke?
Because I think...
Because it got leaked. Pictures got leaked. That's like what everyone...
I think this is a complete fabrication.
What do you mean?
Clearly...
Well, it's
Destination
Cleveland.
Right. Clearly they're trying to put some stuff out there. Okay, great. Show me anybody who said anything about, let's pay for it, here's how we're doing it, this is everything. This is like, hey, you could put this here. Well, swell. That's great.
Well, Daryl had facts on what it would cost.
Okay. Well, so great. And Daryl's been all over this.
Yeah.
But this is just like somebody coming in out of the blue and just saying, oh, you could put it here. And because I haven't, we don't hear the Browns interested. We don't hear the city interested. Destination Cleveland. I get it. Good for them.
But Destination Cleveland.
It could be really cool. But, I mean, seriously, could you imagine putting something like that at Burke?
Here's the other problem.
It could be great.
Yeah, it could be great. But if I'm Destination Cleveland, I'm also Switzerland on this thing. Well, yeah. It doesn't do them any good to start backing one place or another, because they're the ones that ultimately are the ones that can help us bring anything beyond 15 football games here.
Andy, I get
along with the sports. Commission.
I get the idea of the tax base and if it's in the city of Cleveland and everything else.
Sure.
Okay. I also get that Cuyahoga County is a big county, and that Brook Park is just down the street from Cleveland. And the city of Cleveland will benefit greatly by a dome and all of the development that would go in Brook Park. You know, it's not necessarily in Cleveland, but man, the city's going to benefit like crazy just as well. You're going to get, hotels and restaurants and everything else. The ones that are already here in the city,
right,
are going to get used. I mean, you bring more stuff to Northeast Ohio, where are folks going to go?
They've got to stay somewhere.
Right. You're not going to spend all your free time in Brook Park. You're coming to Cleveland.
I keep harkening back to the National.
I'm in downtown.
So to the National Sports Collectors that was here a couple months ago. And as I'm walking to work, I'm saying to myself, well, this is at the IX Center. And I can't tell you the hotel that's even next to our building, how many people were wearing credentials to get into that, because they had to stay downtown. They had to stay downtown and go out there. And, the Rapids working well, you can get out there. How quick, Dan? How far from downtown to airport on the Rapid? How long does it take?
About 25 minutes to a half hour. It's not bad.
You don't have to drive. You just walk. I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, the Browns are going to end up playing somewhere else, I think. My biggest fear is that, here's what happens. Browns end up moving to Brook Park. City doesn't have any money. County doesn't want to put any money. I have a feeling that the current stadium sits there for 25 years, empty.
Do you?
Because development doesn't get done.
Daryl is the guy who's been all over this for us, and he's done such a great job on this. Do you think the city actually wants the Browns to stay in Cleveland? Do you actually think the
city... Depends. I'm sure there are people on council that want the Browns to stay here.
Do you think the city actually wants to sink all of that money into the renovation of the current stadium? I'm hard pressed to think that's what they actually really want.
Do they want do they even have the money to do it?
Exactly. Is this just trying to save face here by saying, we want the Browns in downtown Cleveland, we're willing to do this and this and this? Man, if I'm the city... Okay, we could sink all of that money into that stadium, or we could sink all of that money into getting rid of that stadium and developing the lakefront. Which actually serves the city better?
I
sink it into city services, sink it into all kinds of different things you could do. Rather than throw that money into an old stadium that wasn't built to be absolute state of the art. And again, my contention has always been, and I believe this, I don't just say this, I believe it. It's a great place to watch a football game. If you want more than that, then you're going to have to do something different. If you just want to go watch a football game, that place is just fine. But the Haslams want more than that. Every NFL owner wants more than that. My guess is the city probably wants more than that. And sinking all of that money into renovating the current stadium just seems like a silly idea.
I don't even think it's on the table anymore. If you've got this, if these pictures being leaked yesterday.
But have you ever heard the city say anything about, we would like to put a dome on Burke? I've not seen that anywhere. The actual city who would have to pay for it. Destination Cleveland, great. They want people to come to Cleveland, great.
I mean, the county seemed to be in favor of lakefront development.
Let's see the county pony up.
Robert is in Brecksville. Hi, Robert.
Robert.
All right. So I can tell you for a fact, one of the businesses or companies or organizations that did not release the renderings of that is Sherwin-Williams. Because if you look at that, the first thing I noticed, if you're looking at the one image at the screenshot is from camera angles from over the lake looking towards Public Square, Sherwin Tower doesn't exist. So apparently this new stadium is going to cost Sherwin their new building. So I know they didn't release it.
You know, now hang on a second. Hang on, Robert. Yeah. Jeff, what was I saying to you guys on the conference call as I was driving in on I-90?
You said you can't see the Sherwin-Williams
building. I said yesterday that the first time when you're on I-90 and you drive in, the first place you can see the new Sherwin-Williams building is on West 3rd when you get off to go to the stadium. Like, once you hit that little corner, it's blocked by all the other buildings.
I know what you're talking about, So, and then the second thing, too, is apparently this is also going to cost the lakefront the USS Cod because the rendering, it does not include the USS Cod next to the Coast Guard station. So,
what are you doing with the Mather? What are you doing with the Mather?
Oh, my God. This is a joke. You know what I do for a living? I am pro Brook Park. I mean, I'm just waiting for that news story to break that the Haslam signed formally. They forked over the money, and the shovels are in the ground in December.
Thank you, Robert.
That's all I'm waiting for.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Robert.
Roosevelt's in Cleveland. Hi, Rosie.
Roosevelt.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Is it cool calling you Rosie? I should ask you that before I actually called you Rosie.
That's all right. It's all right. Cool.
All right.
I've been called that before.
All righty. What do you got for us?
And maybe worse.
I got the solution to the whole thing.
Here comes the solution. Thank you.
There you go. Build both of them, the lakefront and Brook Park. Do them both.
And let them compete for the Browns.
That would be $9 billion worth of new stadium.
I'm telling you.
And you know what? Throw another $2 billion into the old one, too.
Renovate the old one. What the hey?
Do all three.
As long as we're at it.
Don't tear the old one down and push it in the lake. Build both of them.
Good
build
fishing.
Build both domes, Brook Park and Burke Lakefront Airport, because you're going to bring NCAA games here. You're going to bring college football.
Yeah.
You bring everything.
Yeah.
You're going to do everything. You got two domes in Cleveland. What will you not have?
Got two domes
That's
in
true.
Houston.
That
the Astrodome still stands.
Let the Haslams build theirs in Brook Park. Let the city build theirs on Burke Lakefront Airport property. Develop the lakefront, whatever they want to do.
That would be great. You could use the dome on the lakefront without the Browns twice a year.
And they did build Municipal Stadium without a tenant.
There you go. And everybody's happy.
All right.
Everybody's got jobs. Okay. Downtown is happy when they have things up at the lakefront dome. Brook Park is happy when they have things at the Brook Park dome. I mean, come on.
IX Center's happy.
Are they?
It's a win-win situation.
Rosie, are you going to run? Because I'll vote for you. How's that sound? Why don't you run for something?
Well, you know, I worked for James Brown 47 years.
I know.
We know.
But cover.
That's awesome.
That's all. I want to run for cover. That's it.
All right. At least you feel good, right? Thank you, Rosie.
I felt good for a long time.
There we go. Roosevelt. There you go. Solutions. That's what this show is all about.
Let's build two multi-billion-dollar facilities.
Now.
How many times would the one on the lakefront be used without the Browns? Maybe twice? You could put a baseball field in it and use it in April. Oh, wait a minute. Guardians wouldn't want that.
No, they just they're in phase two of rebuilding their stadium.
I know.
How about these new soccer teams? Could a new soccer team?
Andy, don't entertain that, please.
Can we get a NASCAR race
In the dome.
In the dome, yeah.
Hi, we've had 10,000 people die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
That's probably a bad idea, isn't it?
Yeah, probably a good idea. Very bad idea.
Maybe they could just put... You know what? If we're going to spend all the money, let's make it retractable. I'll be at the downtown dome all the time if it's retractable. And the Browns should be, too, because we can't afford to lose that home field advantage in the snow.
Just stop.
Dan, any chance we get soccer at the new stadium downtown?
Stop.
In the new dome.
I got a lot of jokes. And fearless leaders already got us in a meeting today, and I don't want it to go any longer.
It's a good idea.
If they kept the old stadium and built – this I'm halfway serious about. If they kept the old stadium and put some money into that – but the problem is the Haslams own the MLS team in Columbus, so forget about that. So that's not going to happen. And the field isn't big enough for MLS, is it?
It's not
have
big
problems.
Enough.
Yeah, so
yeah. You can't put an international soccer competition in there.
You could with renovation.
You need bigger sidelines, so you'd have to knock out some seats.
You
in the
could
stadium.
With renovation,
but we could handle all kids, Cuyahoga County. Because the county knows that stadium is in the county so that we can have little kids games there.
That would be part of high school as well.
Can I tell you one thing? Let me just say this. This is the one thing that always impressed me about the dome in Minneapolis, the old one, even the Metrodome, which I still think they're still doing this in the new one, the U.S. Bank one, is that every time that I was in there, I mean, every time, whether it was Gopher football or it was, you know, Indians Twins, or
chef in the media room there, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever covered a Browns game there. But when I was there for college football or for that, they always had kids games going on before.
Yeah, it was cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And like they would take the field and before the Minnesota games and after. Then the other thing that I always thought was awesome was after the Twins game. So, you know, they'd clear the venue, or if you wanted to stay, you could stay. They would always have high school games inside the Metrodome. I must have saw four or five of them while I was there. But it was just the ability to use a venue for more than just professional whatever.
Stay off the grass. You're going to hurt the grass. We need it for the team.
No, nope. That's here.
Not in the. Oh, yeah.
That's here. That's Sorry. Our ballpark, too, by
That's
the
what
way.
I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I've always told you that great story, haven't I? It was the last game of the season. Real quick. Last game of the season, I'm doing the postgame show on Fox, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in front of the dugout where I normally do. And the game's over, and all of a sudden the sprinklers come on.
Yeah.
So I turned to the head groundskeeper at the time. And I'm like, dude, why do the sprinklers go on? And he was like, well, they're on a timer. And I looked at him, I said, and if this game went extra innings, they still would have gone off? And he walked away. He was not very happy with me at that moment. And I wasn't very happy with him because I was soaked doing the show. Maybe I got what was coming to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say a word.
All right, let's get into the Cavaliers. How about that? How about the way they're playing? They're undefeated. Can they run a perfect table? Help me, Jeff. Help me.
I'm guessing no, Andy.
They can't? They can't be 82-0?
I'm guessing no, that is not going to happen.
I can't have everything that I want?
No, you can't. That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, if that's the next case, then we'll just have to move on.
81-1?
Oh, who's the loss to, Jeff?
I don't know.
216-474-0092.